Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
A woman has said that parents shouldn't be given priority for annual leave just because they have kids. We're talking about the Christmas period, of course. We all deserve a break once in a while. And for many of us, is, you know, of us that have, I suppose, a job where we're working the holidays, such as Christmas Day, is a possibility. We try to look and book it off if we have children, particularly. And the woman who goes by the name of Callie got into a heated discussion around the idea of annual leave for Christmas. She was replying to a comment that said parents should be given priority to annual leave, especially during the school holidays. But Callie disagreed, saying that parents should not get priority just because they have kids. She added, if the week of spring break for your kid's school is so important to you, you should show initiative and take that time off. The video stemmed from an earlier clip where Callie talked about an experience with her co-workers who believe that parents should have priority when it comes to annual leave in general. And Callie said, a few years ago when I was working front desk at a hotel, I got into this really big argument with one of my co-workers. Callie says that the mum of two originally approached the supervisors to ask for those days off on the week of the celebration. She was told no because it was last minute. My manager then approaches me and asks me, would I be willing to give up my days off for her? And I say no. He gets livid, telling me that she's a parent and she deserves that time with her children and why won't I swap with her? And I tell him, no. She then approaches me the next day and then tells me that I need to give my time off for her because she wants to spend holiday with her kids and she has children. But Callie stood her ground and said that while she understood, she had booked the days off months in advance. She then recalls that the alleged reply she got from her colleague, you have no idea how hard it is. You don't have kids, so Thanksgiving is just another day for you. We can't just, why can't you just let me have it? Why do you want to take memories away from my children? Oh, it got quite heated, didn't it? People now reacted to the story. Well, a lot of people taking Callie's side, but many people taking the woman's side because she had children and said the girl should have gave up her holidays. Now, a lot of people in Ireland work in hospitality, in retail, as nurses, doctors, Garda Síochána, fire personnel, emergency personnel, delivery drivers, all those kinds. And they will be all working, most of them, will be working right through the Christmas. A lot of those have kids. And some people don't have kids. And people who don't have kids will sometimes say, well, look, I don't need the time off. You've got three kids. You want to be there for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I understand. I'll swap with you. But some people will say, absolutely not. Why do they deserve priority just because they have children? It's not my fault they have children. But do you believe that cheap people with children deserve priority for annual leave over Christmas compared to those who don't have children? Do you believe they deserve priority? And most managers will do this automatically. They'll go around giving priority to those who have children. But is that fair? I know Ruth said to me earlier on, it's not fair. She prefers to be going out drinking. She's not going to give up her time off for somebody who has children because she wants to go out for a drink on Christmas Eve or whatever it is. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Should people with children get priority? Yes, you believe they should, or no? Sorry, tough. You had the children. Your fault. 087-188-0008. Or if you want to give us a call and come on the air, by the way, maybe you have kids and you're working over the Christmas, it's really tough for you and you understand how they feel, you can call us 0818-942-105. Sharon, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Sharon?
Hi, Niall. I hope your poor brain is recovered after last night.
What a night, else. Sharon. It was like a full moon out there last night. People were talking about washing machines and their husbands in the background.
I really felt for you.
My brain actually hurt last night.
I know, I was sending you love and light. No.
That's okay. Thank you very much indeed, Sharon, and I really appreciate it. Sharon, do you believe that, you know, people deserve priority because they have kids?
I believe everybody should be prioritised sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are lots of reasons why people might need Christmas Eve off. They might have a relative. A single person might have a relative they haven't seen for years coming home. There could be all kinds of reasons. So I think there should be a fair way of working it out. Also, probably depending on how long you're in the company. As opposed to somebody who just arrives, say
a blow in,
just, and just you've done your stint, you've worked your time in the company, and some blow in comes in and goes, oh, how come you're finishing earlier? How come you have this? And you feel like saying, because I did so much time. And yes, I'm fair. I would never expect to be prioritized all the time.
Yeah.
When I worked, it was every second or third year.
Did you work? Did you work Christmas? Yeah, you did.
Well, I was in retail, so
okay.
I did.
Yeah.
So I did. But in fairness, it was done pretty fairly most of the time.
And what was was the priority given to people with children?
No. No, I don't think so. Some people will get it some year, and then other people will get it another year. There was priority given to people, say, who came from the country and would be trying to get home for Christmas. So, you know, that was understandable.
Yeah, they get off a bit earlier if they could, yeah.
Yeah, but I think everybody needs to be considerate of everybody, and it shouldn't be just if you have kids, you should be the one to get it off. And I had a child, and Christmas was very precious, but I was happy to get the years that I did get, and they did me, you know. And if the odd time, if it's the following year I didn't get, so I go, well, I got it last year.
See, I remember when I used to work as a nightclub DJ many, many years ago, and for me at the time, the opportunity to make more money was always on those nights. You remember I used to work in a nightclub in Dundalk that used to open on Christmas night. Christmas Eve, you'd get extra pay. New Year's Eve, you'd get double money. You know, all those kind of...
Yeah.
So we took advantage of those situations. So unfortunately, you know, it was tough because I obviously missed some of those moments at home too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, when my kids were younger, that was, you know. So, I mean, and you could never, like, I never got to go out on New Year's Eve night because I was working.
And me too. I remember being somewhere and I was the only person getting up for work the next day.
Yeah.
Because they all had those kind of jobs and I was like, straight St. Stephen's Day. Oh my God.
Yeah, but
straight into the sales on Stephen's Day.
But, you know, things have to be done for people to enjoy Christmas and for kids to enjoy Christmas. Obviously, you need money. And, you know, money has to be, you have to do your job. But but this girl is arguing that the other girl in her work had children, wanted the time off. This girl had already booked the time off and she asked her to swap with her and she said no. So what's your feeling on that? Should she have swapped with her?
Well, if it was me personally and I didn't have any, you know, I probably would swap, but I wouldn't expect the person to swap with me. I wouldn't just expect it. Oh, I have kids. But I would, being the person I am, say, okay, look, I'll swap with you this year.
Yeah. She accused her of taking the memories away from her kids.
Emotional blackmail.
Yeah. You're taking memories from my children by not swapping with me. Stay there, Sharon. Let me go to Alan. Alan, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Alan?
Good.
You know, I think Sharon has a very measured attitude towards this. If you can, you should. If you can't, you can't. But to some degree, maybe there should be a little bit of priority given to certain circumstances. No, Alan?
No, because I'll tell you why not. So we operate, where I work, we operate first come, first serve basis, right?
Right, yeah.
And that's the way it's done. So this lady, that she's so concerned about her kids, the memories of her kids, why didn't she book the time off earlier?
Well, probably, yeah. She probably should have thought of that.
And for me, for the other girl who refused, if the other girl taking that attitude with me that she was taking, man, I would dig my heels in and tell her to F right off.
Right, so it would make it even worse. Yeah.
The minute she starts saying that emotional blackmail crap, like if she was that organised about her kids and that worried about her kids, she should have booked time off once in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we operate first come, first serve basis.
Yeah.
And there's no priority given to anyone. So if people want to swap and turn and have a conversation with each other and say, listen, me, you swap, that's fine.
But are you off for Christmas?
We have. As a company, we have one day each off over Christmas.
Right. So what would be your day off? Christmas Day?
No, so we have Christmas and Stephen's Day, all that off.
Oh, you get a bank holidays off and you've one day extra.
Yeah, one day extra between those 3 days. Between
right,
and,
okay.
Yeah. And then that's taken first come, first serve.
Right. Well, that's not bad, is it?
It's the way to do it, isn't it? Because that means it's fair for everyone.
Yeah.
Like if that so-called manager, right, is coming to a staff that hasn't asked him to swap, why isn't in the company handbook that parents must be given priority for time off?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't do it.
Yeah.
So it's simple. So that manager is quite poor. But no, it's first come, first serve basis. She was that concerned, she should have booked time off in advance.
There you go, Sharon. Alan's quite adamant about it. First come, first served. That's it. If you didn't book it off, tough.
Well, yeah, and you can't. I agree with the, you know, the way she's going about it is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just expecting the girl to swap and you know, you should have booked it off earlier. Yeah.
But you did say that if it was you, you would have swapped.
I'm a softie. I would give it. If I didn't have any reason, obligations to other people, I would give it.
Would you have swapped? Alan, would you have swapped with her?
So if I had looked for a day off, right, months in advance, there's a reason why I looked for a day off. But I made a plan.
Well, you might have just wanted it off because it's Christmas. Yeah, and let's just say you didn't have kids. Let's just say you didn't have kids. I don't know whether you do or not. But let's say you didn't. And you just wanted it off so you'd go out a few drinks with the lads or whatever, right? You know, for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or what a week, day after Christmas Day, whatever. And she said, but look, I've got kids. I'd really love that time off, Alan. I should have probably booked it, but is there any chance you can swap with me?
Again, it would depend on her attitude.
Right. Well, she's asking you nicely, initially.
If I had nothing to do, would I swap? I don't know. I don't know. I might or might not. But what I'm saying to you is, if I was booking a time off months in advance, there's a reason why I'm booking a time off. You could have a sick parent and he's going for Christmas. There could be something else going on in her life. But
exactly.
Again, if she's so concerned about her kids, she should have booked a time off herself months in advance. I guarantee you she doesn't miss the week off during the summer.
Well, do you think line managers, when it comes to, say, hospitals, you know, the Garda Síochána, I know they have rosters as well, but do you think that line managers in, you know, jobs over essential services where they will be operating on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, should they take that into, should it be taken into consideration that people have children when they're giving preference for time off?
But again, they can't give preference for time off because people have kids. It's against. I guarantee there's that wouldn't be in there. That wouldn't be in the employment rule. It's wherever you agree locally, and it's how, as a business, how as a company, people operate together.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a clause in a company, I'm sure that's fine. I'm sure that people can swap and say, listen, and I'm sure there's plenty of people that will have no kids and say, you know what, that's grand. You did that. No problem with that.
So what? So is your argument because you have kids is not my problem?
No, it's not that. It's not my problem. Is that you have kids, right? You shouldn't, all of a sudden, you just didn't wake up and all of a sudden there was two kids there, three kids there. I mean, that just didn't happen.
Yeah, there was a plan.
So why weren't you more organised? Why aren't you booking this time in advance?
Yeah.
So why is it always someone else's fault?
But even from a point of view of booking the time in advance, let's say everybody has to book 3 months in advance or 2 months in advance, right? And, you know, the manager, you know, or be it in a hospital department or any department that's a necessary service over Christmas, right? And, you know, bus drivers, whatever it is. So should the supervisor or manager say he has 20 applications in for, you know, days off over the Christmas, the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, right? But he only has 10 slots. So he needs 10 people in, but he has 20 applications. So should he then say, right, I'm the one who has to approve these days off because you have to get it approved on your Apogee or whatever it is you apply your days off. Should the manager turn around and say, okay, well Noreen has two kids. Mary has none. Jack has none. Should he?
No.
No.
Or should
he? No. So we do that now, right? So I sign off all of myself for people, right? So we, again, it's first come, first serve best, right? Two people apply for the same 2 weeks off, let's say, right?
No, I'm asking you theoretically if they all apply at the same time.
Yeah, let's let this happen, right? He then should go through who applied for the time off first, regardless of what, if they applied in the same day, one person applied a half an hour for the other person, and he has to go with the person who applied first, right?
Right.
He cannot get involved in picking and choosing staff based on having kids. As a manager, as my manager, you can't do that. If the staff want to discuss with each other and have amongst themselves, that's a different story. But as a line manager, he cannot get involved in giving preference to someone who's kids over someone who doesn't if they apply for the same time off on the exact same day. And do it.
Okay, we'll stay there. Let me just go to Thea. Thea, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Thea?
I'm good. How are you now?
I'm good. So should preference be given to people with kids?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Right.
I don't agree with that. I've got a child, and to be honest, you have a child, however old the child is. So in the beginning of the year, you know that you need the time off. You should book it way in advance. If you haven't done that, that's just tough cookies.
Okay, but what I'm trying to figure out is, you know, where we stand morally on this. I suppose, legal point of view, yes, under employment law, you probably can't give preference. But should a line manager, if he needs 10 people in work that day and he has 20 applications in the same day in November for, you know, those 2 days off over the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for an essential service job where people are working over to the Christmas retail, whatever it is, should he unconsciously say, well, Those ones are single. They don't even have kids or any pregnancy.
No, he absolutely shouldn't. He should more.
I'm saying he. That's very sexist of me, by the way. It could be she, by the way.
They should definitely not be doing that. I would say the best practice, in my opinion, would be to have a look at the people that have actually booked the time off and see who is needed in that particular industry. If the specific person is needed, then obviously. Not obviously, but they wouldn't be able to get approved. You know, some people are needed more than others. Mm-hmm. That might come across really wrong. But like if you're a waitress, for example, or a bartender or a bar manager or something like that, and it's like you have to be there during the busy period, I would give preference to the next person.
Yeah.
That would just be my opinion.
And in this, the story that started this off, which has gone viral around the world, right? This girl on TikTok, Callie, who talks about the fact that she's single. And this other girl who has kids asked her to swap because she has the 2 days off over Christmas. Do you think she should have just swapped with her?
No, I don't.
Would you have swapped?
I absolutely wouldn't. 90% of the time when I book time off, it's because I have something planned. Mm. So I would say she had something planned. So I mean,
well, she might have just had planned to go out with her friends.
Yeah, well, it's still a plan.
Yeah, well, it's a plan, but it's not life and death.
Yeah, but I mean, you should book way in advance. I'm sorry. Like, I believe in that. Like, Christmas in South Africa is, the children are off school. I always book in advance. I do the same thing here if I need the time off.
What's Christmas like in South Africa, Thea? I know, for example, in the United States, Thanksgiving is bigger than Christmas. Christmas is still a celebration, a holiday celebration, but not like Thanksgiving. You've obviously spent some time in Ireland now. Do you think Christmas in Ireland is celebrated more than it would be in South Africa or vice versa?
No, not really. It's basically the same. You guys do have a few extra things like the late toy show that I never experienced before.
Oh, you so, haven't experienced? Have you never experienced the late toy show?
I haven't yet. No. Every time I ask my son, he says he doesn't want to watch it. So.
Oh, you'll cry. You'll laugh. You'll cry. It's a Christmas tradition because it's officially in Ireland we call it the start of Christmas when the late toy show.
So No, I have good friends here in Ireland and they keep telling me the same thing and I keep telling my son, he's like, no. But Christmas is very well celebrated in South Africa. It's a great time of year because that's the end of school year as well in South Africa. Mm-hmm. It's the end of school year, so they're all on their holidays, their long summer holidays because it's summer for us.
Because it's summer, of course. Yeah. So the sun is shining on Christmas Day.
I
always, do you remember that song, Do They Know It's Christmas Time? And the line of the song is, there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. And I always used to say to myself, geez, imagine if there was snow in Africa at Christmas. It'd be a geological disaster.
Absolutely.
I'm sure there won't be snow in Africa. I know there's another meaning to the song, and I do get that. But okay, so in relation to Christmas time, as far as you're concerned, you don't get priority just because you've got kids.
Yeah, absolutely not. Okay. Sorry about
that. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Melissa. Melissa, a lot of people here today, we're not very giving for Christmas, are we?
Well, I'd have to agree with the other lady there.
Thea.
I also think that just because you have kids, you shouldn't be prioritized. I mean, everyone is someone's child. And having said that, there's loads of people who live at opposite ends of the world, and the only time they can go home is at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel even if you're not a parent,
you may have parents that you want to visit or be with.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be made to feel like you're any less important or made to feel like you can't have that time with your family just because you don't have kids. It just doesn't sit well with me at all.
But I do understand what they're saying, and I'm just playing the devil's advocate here, but I do understand what they're saying because obviously I had three children, and my three children are adults now, but at one stage they were very young. And Christmas is about children. You know, it always has been, you know, because for parents out there, you know, and for people, it's exciting when there's children and Santa Claus is coming to the house. And it's an exciting time of the year for children and everything that goes along with that. So I do understand that level of importance for parents to be there with their kids on Christmas Eve, to put the carrots out for the reindeers and, the, you know, and all that kind of stuff and the glass of whiskey or whatever it is Santa Claus drinks nowadays. But that's all important. And to be up the next morning with them at 6 o'clock in the morning when they wake you up out of bed too early usually. That's all, isn't that all part of it for parents, isn't it?
It is, and I completely understand that. And it's not that I'm saying, oh, well, it's not important for them at all. It's just that it is a very special time of year, and I think a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on it and the fact that it is a very family orientated time of year, more so than I think any other time of year. So anybody, whether you have kids or not, should have the opportunity to spend that quality time with their family.
Okay.
And just because you don't have children of your own, it shouldn't mean that you should be less prioritized than anybody else.
Yeah, because as you pointed out, and I never thought of that argument, you are somebody's child.
That's it.
Yeah. No. And yeah. I do. We all have family. Most of us do have family. So yeah, I get that part of it. So let me put you in the situation that Callie, this girl who started this debate online, was in, where she's working in it doesn't actually say where she works. Does it say, Ruth, what she works at? Is it a hotel or something like that? Anyway, a woman with children asked her to swap because she had the time off. Callie is single, obviously doesn't have the same obligations, doesn't have children.
Yeah.
Obviously just wants to go have her drinks with her mates or whatever. She's a young girl. But this woman has children and she's begging her to swap her days. And Callie is saying no. Do you think she's wrong to say no? Would you have said no?
No. I listen, if there was something that I felt I had was doing that was important, or I had time off already and I did have plans to go and see family, then yeah, I would be saying no as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not out of spite, definitely not. And I'd probably think that this woman isn't doing it out of spite either.
It's just that time off is just as important to you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just because someone doesn't have kids doesn't make it any less important for that person, I think.
Okay, listen, thank you very much indeed, Melissa. Thea and everybody else getting involved so far. The vast majority of people are all saying, sorry, if you have kids, you don't get priority just because you have children, even though Christmas is all about the children, isn't it? But I want to know, maybe you disagree. Oh, maybe put yourself in that situation that I mentioned a few minutes ago. You're a manager of a company. And at the start of November, you send out an email to everybody in the office. Say there's 40, 50 people in the office. And you say, if you want time off over Christmas, because we're an essential service and we work through the Christmas period, please put in your application now. Everybody theoretically puts the application in at the same time. 20 people apply for the day off, the 2 days off, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. You only need 10 staff and 20 apply for the day off. So you have 30 people working in the office. Are you doing the maths here? So in other words, you can only give 10 of them time off. All right. You can only give 10 of them time off. Would you mentally or, you know, subconsciously in your own mind, look at the list and go, OK, Mary has kids. Oh, Jack doesn't have any kids. OK, I'll put him in on the roster. Would you prioritise those with children to have time off? Let me know what you think. Yes, you would. And you think that would be fair or no. It doesn't matter. Sorry. Tough. The number is 087-188-0008. Should they all be treated equally? Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Dave?
How's it going, Niall? All right?
Good. Now, getting back to this argument that has ensued online as to whether parents should have some level of priority because, I suppose, they have kids and Christmas is about kids. Do you believe they should have a priority?
Well, Niall, I was actually debating whether or not to use an alias now because I'll probably get bleeding pelter for what I'm about to say.
So, to be clear, Dave is not using an alias.
Yeah, that's it, yeah, in case I'm recognised. But, yeah, I believe, yeah, people with kids should get priority. Yeah, I'd expect priority.
And why? Because they have children and because Christmas is about children and...
No, Christmas is about family and children, basically, you know, that way. So I don't want to have to give up me Christmas, you know, because Chantel or Mary wants to go out drinking pink gins and mojitos, you know, on St. Stephen's Day, you know what I mean?
So you think your time off with your kids for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and being there for Santa Claus and everything else, you think that's more important than Chantel going out drinking her mojitos or whatever it is she is drinking? You think that's more important?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, yeah, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, if it was me now, I know he was rostered, to do it, like, you know, say I was working in retail, you know, do you not think it's a bit more, you know, important to be at home with your kids at Christmas than selling a pair of jeans to...
I couldn't agree with you more. It is more important. But in saying
absolutely.
But is your time more important than Chantel's? You know, because Chantelle will be there arguing that her, you know, her night out with her mates drinking her mojitos and pink gins is equally as important to her.
Yeah, she probably would. But if it came down to it, like, and you know, she didn't want to swap over, or you know, I couldn't get it off, I'd end up probably pulling the sticky and, you know, take it off anyway.
By the way, just in relation, I don't drink, so I have no idea what a mojito is. By the way, what is a mojito? What's in a mojito?
Well, I believe it's a cocktail. I read that somewhere.
Right. Okay. And but in relation to gin, I was only out there very recently, and I was buying some drinks for some people, and they won the master gin and tonic. And I went up to the bar and I asked for gin and tonic, and your man says, "Which one would you like?" And I went, "What?" And he said, there's about 12 different types. And I went, I didn't realise gin. Well, gin has become really popular again, but they have so many different. And one of them was called a headbanger. And another one was called dynamite or something like that. Or gunpowder. And I go,
whatever
just happened to the old gin and tonic? Stay there. Maggie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. You heard Dave, Maggie. His days off with his kids is more important than Chantelle going out with her mates.
Well, I've been a nurse for 40 years in 4 different countries.
Okay.
And we've always taken a totally fair approach to it.
Okay.
That if you work one Christmas, you get the following one off, if at all possible. And it creates less friction in the workplace, less ill feeling, if it's totally fair.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, not all single people are without children because they want to be. And if they get the odd Christmas off, every second Christmas off, they can spend it with family or with friends who have children. Mm. And that happened to me, you know, every second every Christmas, I was down at my neighbour's, a single mum with 4 kids. I remember those times with fantastic memories. Yeah. I wouldn't have had them if I had to work every Christmas.
Yeah, Dave, do you feel bad now, Dave? Do you? See what I mean? Maggie is more measured about the whole bloody thing.
Yeah, she's a little bit more, you know, measured about it.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Maggie, I understand that. But here's the thing. You know, this argument started online with this girl who took the time off work. So she has Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. And a woman who works in the same job came to her and said, "Listen, will you swap with me? Because I've got kids and I can't get the days off." And the manager agreed that if they swapped, it was okay. But she won't swap with her. Do you think she should
swap? You have to have a heart of stone, though. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe to this Callie, this girl online, Dave, as you said, Chantelle, that time off, as Maggie talks about, maybe it's a girl who can't have kids or something like that. And maybe that time off is just as important for her to go to her parents. Because as I think it was one of the girls said earlier on, we all are children as well as having children. We all are children. So we might have parents to go to, or brothers and sisters to see, or people we haven't caught up with in a while.
Jason, you're making too much sense now. You're making too much sense about it now.
So,
if it was me, I'd take an old COVID test or something and take the week off.
Do a COVID test. But Maggie, when you were in, you were a nurse, you said, I mean, was there an unconscious bias, I suppose, towards people with children when it came to Christmas time or Thanksgiving, particularly in America, if you happen to be in America? Was there an unconscious bias?
No, there wasn't.
No.
We studiously avoided doing that because it just creates friction and bad will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of us would say, "Look, I've got nothing on this Christmas. You can have my slot." That's great. But you can't assume that somebody's going to give you their turn.
Yeah, and you don't emotionally blackmail people into doing it either, which is what this girl is doing, by the way.
And you've also got to work with each other afterwards. You know, sometimes in intensive care, etc., where tempers can get a bit hot under the collar and you're under pressure. You don't want that sort of thing niggling in the background.
But do you think Dave's time off with his kids over the Christmas, and he's admitted by his own admission, is more important than Chantelle's night out with her mates drinking gin?
But not everyone's going out drinking gin.
I know that.
We're not all ages.
But I think the point that he's making, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm kind of half agreeing with him to some degree, but maybe it's not Chantelle's fault.
I do, in a way. I see where they're coming from. But practically speaking, and having managed teams of people, you're going to create ill will if you take that stance and say, if you've got children, you have priority.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, you've got to look at the team and how the team functions.
Yep.
And if you favour those with children above those without, it's going to be difficult in the workplace in January.
Yep. Dave.
That's my thoughts. Anyway.
Dave, are you? See, Dave, you know, it's terrible when logical people come onto the radio.
It's awful, isn't it?
It is terrible. It's also terrible when you come down with COVID on Christmas Eve.
Well, are you going to do a COVID test on Christmas Eve, eh, Dave? Because remember, admitted at the start of the show you used your real name, by the way. Do you want to tell us where you work as well?
I didn't know if I'm Dave or I'm not Dave, you know.
How many kids have you got, Dave?
I've three, but I have Christmas off anyway.
So. Okay, they're excited, I'm sure. Excited.
They're up the walls. Yeah, absolutely. Up the walls, yeah.
But listen, both of you have a nice Christmas. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Maggie
too.
And Dave. Appreciate it. See you, bye. Okay, some of your WhatsApp messages, by the way, coming in as well. Let's just play one or two of those.
You know, Paul here, love the show. In that situation, if there was 20 staff and there was two holidays, I would give one of them one set of 10 the first day off. And the second set of 10, the second day off.
Okay.
And if they wanted to swap with each other, I'd let them swap. Or if somebody was willing to swap with someone and give them their day and give them 2 days off, I'd let them sort it out between themselves. But I would ensure that it was fairly done by giving 10 of them one of the days and 10 of them the other day. And they could just sort it out between themselves. Paul here, love the show, thanks.
Thanks, Paul.
Neil, I find that quite extraordinary that this woman is so entitled. Just because she has children and she wasn't organized enough to book time in advance, she's asking someone to swap. That's fair enough. If the woman wanted to swap, she would have said yes. But to then blackmail her and saying that you're taking away memories from my children. I mean, how dare she saying something like that? This woman has no children. This other woman has children. What difference does that make? Is she not entitled to have her own memory as well, regardless of whether she has a child or not? I think it's quite extraordinary that even other people can entertain the thoughts that just because you have children, that gives you priority. You know, you have, it's like the parents and children space. That's fine. You have a parent and say that are a bit wider to open the doors so you can take out your pushchair and things like that. But you don't have to be at the front, very near the entrance to the shop. You're not disabled. The disabled spaces are at the front of the shop for a reason, because it's harder for people to walk to the shop or with their wheelchair. But when you have children, you're not disabled. You don't need to have priority to book time off. You need to be better organized. That's my opinion. Thank you. Bye.
Well said, I have to say. Well said. That's probably one of the best WhatsApp voicemails we've had in a long, long time. Let's just play one more for you here before we go into the break. There we go.
Hi, Niall. Great show as always.
Thanks.
I worked in retail for years, and generally I found it depended on the manager.
Mm-hmm.
We had a personnel manager who didn't have children at the time, and yeah, she didn't really understand that you needed time off for kids. The general manager was the same. He was a bit of a nurse hole, and yeah, his attitude was, well, you know, you're working and that's it. So yeah, it depends on what you're dealing with. Like, I worked in retail for over 30 years, and back then, the attitude wasn't great, really.
No.
Now it's a little bit more lenient. They do have a little bit more time for people with children and families. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love the show.
Thanks. All right. Yeah. Okay. That's a kind of measured attitude towards it. Okay. Got to take a quick break. What do you think? Do you think people should have a more priority? Peter, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Niall. Yourself?
Grant.
Good.
So should they get priority? I mean, this is now a debate across the nation. I mean, it's gone off online and now it's across Ireland as well as to whether people should get priority time off if they have kids.
No, this type of stuff is a bit of a contentious issue with me, you know.
Right, okay.
Just let's go first to the line manager, if we can, for a second, you know?
Yeah, the theoretical situation, yeah.
I think a fair system would be, if you have 30 people in a company and 10 have to work, take the people that have children, put their names in a hat and draw out 5 of them, and do the same for the people who don't have children, you know? And that evens out the playing field for everybody then, you know?
If you do the maths, you're still giving a level of priority to people with children then, aren't you?
Well, you could. It depends on how the company is set up as to how many have children and how many don't, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it gives a fair balance, I think, across the system that can be as fair as possible, you know? Then you come to the other end of the scale, and that is that, I don't agree with it for people getting priority unless they'd have compassionate grounds, that they'd have a very seriously ill child or something,
of course,
whatever it is. And that's where you mentioned the moral end of things. That's the only way that a moral and situation would arise here.
Okay.
Or so, something like that, you know?
Okay.
Because we have to remember something, Niall. Christmas is a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? It's not reality, is a thing. It's only...
Well, it's reality for most people. And now, wherever you're going, Peter, with the conversation here, I'm going to ask you that it's daytime radio and be very careful what you say, okay?
Right. Did I
course start? No. I'm worried you're going in a certain direction. No, nothing to do with bad language. Not at all. I think we both know what we're talking about now, right?
I am liable for the other expletive.
No. I wasn't. I didn't believe for 1 minute you were going to use bad language.
No, I get you. But you understand that.
Yes, absolutely. It's a beautiful fantasy. And it's a time for giving. It's a time for appreciating each other. It's a lovely time of the year.
Come here, didn't I take part in it when I was a child myself?
Of course you did.
Know? And,
yeah.
And it was the greatest time of the year, the thing in itself.
Yeah.
But, I don't see why I should be liable to have to suffer because somebody else decided to have children.
Okay, so Peter, if somebody came along to you and they had 2 days off, right? Or no, other way around. They didn't have time off and you had 2 days off. Let's just, for argument's sake, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, right? And they had 3 kids and they said to you, listen, you wouldn't do me a favour. You wouldn't swap with me on Christmas Day because, look, I have kids and I'd love to be there with them. Would you swap with them?
Being the person that I am, the answer to that would be yes. Right?
Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Because I'm not blanking out the fact that people have children and the entity that goes with Christmas and all that entails. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's myself. But I don't say that I'm responsible for the pass up me days for somebody else just on an instant. So why can't it be the opposite end of the scale that somebody is having a birthday party, eh?
Oh, you know, okay.
And I'm going to be hung over the next day. So
I need a day off.
Eh? You know, like I said, and
will you swap with me?
And I have something else on that day, or whatever, or a family thing, or whatever the case it is. And I'm supposed to, pass up my day so that you can get a cure for yourself to alleviate your suffering. Eh?
Look, Peter, you have a wonderful Christmas.
I'll do that, and you too. And I'm not being a Grinch here by no means.
I'm not suggesting. By the way, Peter, I wasn't cutting you off there. I was worried you were going to go in a certain direction. Unconsciously.
I just think people need to be very sensible about this and look at whatever situation it is that people require time off and make their decision. And if the answer is no, well, that's what it is.
All right, Peter. Thank you very much indeed. Have a nice Christmas. Loads of voice messages. By the way, coming in, I'll just play one more before we end the break. Woo-hoo. There's a dog.
Hi, Niall. Sorry, I can't come on the show.
You're busy with the dog.
I'm just listening to your show there. I think if you're in a job that you're expected to work at Christmas or every second year, as the case may be, then you need to suck it up and do your duty. Otherwise, get a job that you're off every Christmas, as simple as that.
Yeah.
I don't have children, and therefore, if I don't work, if I'm working every Christmas, my husband's on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be fair right across the board. You have children, you work. Your Christmas is same as everybody else, and stop moaning and give people a chance. People have to be with their loved ones at Christmas, with their families at Christmas. Just because you haven't got kids doesn't mean you don't deserve your Christmas off.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.